Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Today we're diving into something super important, something that I think we all crave. Genuine contentment and happiness. Now, before you click away thinking another self-help podcast, hear me out. This isn't about chasing rainbows and sipping lattes on a beach though, hey, who wouldn't want that? It's about building a foundation of inner peace, even amidst the craziness of daily life. Because let's face it, life throws curveballs, right? Stress, disappointment, uncertainty, they are all part of the package. But what if I told you there are tools, ancient wisdom passed down through time, that can help us navigate those storms and find joy even in the midst of chaos? That's where Stoicism comes in, my friends. It's not about suppressing emotions or being a robot. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and choosing how we respond to them. It's about focusing on what we can control, our thoughts, our actions, our reactions, and letting go of what we can't. So, let's break down some key takeaways that can help you cultivate contentment and happiness in your life. 1. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is huge. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on the good things in your life, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee, a funny text from a friend, the sunshine on your face, these little moments add up. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, your perspective shifts dramatically. 2. Embrace impermanence. Ever felt like some things in life just don't go our way? Remember, nothing lasts forever, good or bad. This roller coaster ride we call life is full of ups and downs, but those moments of hardship often lead to growth and resilience. Accept that change is inevitable and focus on learning and adapting along the way. 3. Live in the present moment. We're always either reminiscing about the past or worrying about the future. But true happiness lies in savoring the present moment. Pay attention to your senses, engage with what's happening around you, and appreciate the beauty of this very instant. You know that feeling when you're completely absorbed in a good book, a delicious meal, or a conversation that flows effortlessly? That's pure joy right there. 4. Focus on what you can control. Listen, we can't control everything, traffic jams, annoying emails, the weather, seriously, who knew? But what we can control is our response to those things. Instead of getting caught up in frustration, choose to respond with calmness, patience, and even a little bit of humor. Remember, your attitude is your superpower. 5. Practice kindness. Kindness not only benefits the recipient, but also fills us with a sense of purpose and connection. A simple smile, a genuine compliment, a helping hand, these acts can ripple outwards, creating a wave of positivity that touches countless lives. Okay, let's bring this to life with a relatable example. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. Your mind starts racing. This is going to be late, they'll be annoyed, I'm going to miss my chance, but hold on. Instead of spiraling into stress and negativity, take a deep breath and practice what we talked about. First, acknowledge your feelings, it's okay to feel frustrated. Second, remember that you can't control the traffic. Third, focus on what you can control. Your attitude. Choose to listen to some uplifting music, use the time for a quick meditation, or even plan out your presentation in your head. By shifting your perspective, you transform this frustrating situation into an opportunity for growth and calm. So there you have it, timeless tools for cultivating contentment and happiness right here, right now. Remember, it's not about achieving some perfect state of bliss, it's about embracing the journey, finding joy in the little things, and responding to life's challenges with resilience and grace. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, that helps other people discover modern Stoicism too. And most importantly, keep practicing those Stoic principles in your daily life. The world needs more calm, collected, and genuinely happy people, and that starts with you. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.